And it's been tough. Yeah, we're holding by the Mishaburis. That's a cut. Give him a pencil game. It's going to be Sif Cotton Yutes. So discuss the case of a person who has a knife. He wants to cash out the knife. Bains Gdarlim Ben Katanim. Even if they were used with hats, chametz, the whole year, hagol is sufficient. Now, va'afal pisha sekinim habluyim mishar isur. Pasach ha'shulchan aruch b'yardei esim kuchav v'al shetzarchu labnam ba'ur kedei shtamash b'mechamin. Bulias of other types of isurim. The knife is cutting directly into the item, so that with that there's no liquid medium over there. So the way you have to cash it is with libun. Haka kiman sheyesh armin shafilu kelim habluya mechametz ayrehu ur novad nami intrichem elahagol. There's those who say that chometz, when the kli absorbs chometz through fire, all you need is a gola. And that's, I told you about this idea, which is called hetera gola, the concept of hetera gola.
So your fire means something hot, not dafka fire.
Where are you, which word?
Yes, the mission says that you have a majority of something.
So
that. So, hetera.
Chametz doesn't mean fire, correct? Chametz usually means, in this usually it actually means hot water. But it means, that over here, it means anything hot. I could argue that they do not absorb directly through fire. Now, how is that? You're using it next to the fire through a fire type of heat. To go into example, I use the knife to take a piece of pastita, which is like a knish. It's over the fire. So while it's over the fire, it's absorbing from the pastito directly through heat. That's not going to be the majority of uses. The majority of uses is in items which are on your plate. Your plate is not ayyadehu or. And Rosina Basaroy, we follow the majority of usage. Like we see later on in Sifov. So even though we're actually Machmer over there, not to rely on Lechtesh Misha, I believe there are some Pesachim like that. So I have some Pesachim say that you never need or. Some Pesachim say even if you need or, but here's Lechtesh Misha, it's not going to and if you're right, you don't need or.
And yet the Torah describes it as a
spot. So we combine these two ideas together.
Place the
parochet. So here we do a right. Golem. You're better to get in the way. So that's so Pesach has in it two advantages. One is Rav Tashmisha, which would apply to all the Yisurim also, but one is that it's a terrible Allah, which only applies to Pesach, to Chometz. Okay.
So that's.
So Kinim Abluyim Mishar Yisurim. After the Chil Tzarek Lalab.
So Staf also means.
Kavokim Binyavim Higol Mishtamish Ben Mechamin. And also, we can say a case where he did Hagola and then he used it with hot food. Hot food is not awesome. I didn't do Libra like he's supposed to. Because since there's an argument, like I said, That's where Tashish was not on the fire.
So the Torah says Vesach.
So we'll at least rely on that opinion.
So you know the prophets of the pizza, and yet we call it a spot.
Okay.
So the way we describe it is as a spot. So too, just like there's a din of by spot of Tzotzim Ruba, so too by the Zephanas of the Sukkah.
Sakinim.
That's according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Habluim mit mibasir l'cholah, knives which are used from meat to milk, so they have absorbed meat, basar, and cholah. Dai b'hakolah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. People are doing not to do that.
Okay.
Just to rely on Hagol.
That's how do the Rabbanan darshan at that point?
So here they say, I want to change
that. That should be bent over a little bit. That looks like the pot.
Here, Mamash Terebola, it has busser, and I want to cash it out and use it for cholah.
It's bended at the top of
so that's a Terebola.
So then Hagola
is enough. But we're not to do that, not to cash it through Hagola from replacing the milk with
rice. Make it like a roof up on top.
She says in the Shartzi in
the
Chubbeis.
Oh,
with the last line. I'm sorry.
The
question is that so we're going to Yisr on this to kasher from places the milk is vice versa, and the Maharam says because I'm afraid that if we allow that, the person will say, what are you twisting the dishes for? Well, let's keep kasher from milk is the place of the milk. The problem with that is, one time I'll use it without forgetting to kasher. I said, you know what? You can't kasher with it. But we do hold, in the case where the item became trade, and you have to kasher because of that, and the item became possible bichol. At that point in time, you're allowed to actually change.
You're
not doing the hash. Changing it, measure of laws of the Yisrael. So they did allow them to change the Shabbat and the Shabbat.
We know just like Stas and Tzol 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 Tzol. But the question is also, what about Tzol 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 Tzol?
Because of the Shubas, some service have been confused. So that's what he says, this idea, even though we don't change the milk with deflation, the deflation is the milk thing. In case you're cashing anyway, instead of being over here cashing for Pesach, so you're allowed to switch it from one to the other. There is a Prima Gadim, takes this advice. You're allowed to make a tray for Chathilo for this purpose.
Would Rav Yoshi extend?
Make a tray, then you have to cash it. Once you cash it, you can switch it for the deflation. But once you make the person do all that extra effort, he's not going to make a mistake and then you're not going to just do this tray without anything else. Okay. Previously, it was considered water which is on the fire, water which had been on the fire. You heat it up on the fire, even though right now it's no longer on the fire, as long as it's still reseach, it's still boiling. So, Tavdun Alva goes to different kalim, that you're allowed to kasher, not allowed to kasher. Tavdun Beis is how to actually do Hagolah. Zman or Zman of Golas Kalim and go through also the Seder of how the kasher. So the law is that the water has to be boiling to be able to do Hagol.
So this is the rush.
We immerse the sakin into the pot. We gave a person an option. We have to cash out on the Klimishan. So one way to have a Klimishan is you put a fire under the pot. But the other way to have a Klimishan is you take a stone, put it on the fire, so the stone gets malub, it gets red hot, it gets white hot. Take the Kli, and you put this stone inside the kli, and you pour water in. So that the stone now acts like a source of heat, and will boil the water. So I want to do the same thing with my knife. I want to put my knife down, put the emblem on top, pour hot water over it. Since we can't do it, because clearly it works. Over here it doesn't work because it doesn't really sit as well on the stone. One point a little bit higher, a little bit lower. You can't guarantee you're going to get the stone directly onto the surface of the knife, like you want.
Also means that the pizza should be made out of solus or yakshu, right? Out of it made out of schach.
Now, before you do hagol, you have to remove all of the rust. So you gave us two examples. Either you're going to rub it well on the mashkezes.
I heard people asking this kasha.
Or on the rechai. So I'm sure mashkezes. Kapala. Who had the dover acher she meitzar chalul the sagi. I don't care how you get the rust off. You have to have the rust off. All rust. Why? The same parsha is Hagolas Kalim. The Torah wrote the parsha of Hagolas Kalim. When the Christ went out to battle with the war was made in the parsha's Matos, they captured the Kalim and they brought back these Kalim. It says, but the Torah lists six things that they captured. It's a Kosev. There's a deal with Sir Forrest.
So Dover Kuhn, the Hoffa is that it's a mission inside the
Yogi. The Torah writes the words, ach, it says of only the gold. The cleaving out of gold. Oh, it's only. Some rock is dissolved. Not a shame, shock, chaluda. Rock is up, bovad, moil, hagola, moilis, hagola, the half of the gold. Suppose ach is over, it's only the gold. So any one of the metal, ach is over, it's a cosset. So I can't have tarnish on the surface. I can't have oxidation. I can't have any tarnish or rusting.
And use the walls of your house.
On the kli,
that if you have an area,
he says, well, already was just do. You're going to kasher only the gold, not anything else. Only the silver.
The wall bends over, and this area will be considered as if the wall is connected.
Okay.
Right. And the way Rashi
explains it. Well, it's a good one. It's covered by this rust.
It's as if
this
room, this part of the room,
becomes
wall. So since the wall bends, it reaches my spot, I now have a wall touching spot, and it's kosher. If it's 4 amos or greater,
this wall becomes kosher. So there's a little bit of chomus left there, but there's elamahani agola. Ki ain't agola the mashu, you can't do agola that which is intact, actually present. It only works for flavors absorbed in the walls. Rust. Okay, that's talking about a case of chaluda, which there was with some height to it. When you rub it, it crumbles and you get dust. Yesh lach Hashema, yesh takdeh amashu v'noshes v'isur v'en v'chuda v'akaluda v'chasem. Then I can be concerned there's something being hidden by the chaluda.
Now,
al im ein b'chaluda v'moshes klal. Rock marble vat. It's not really rusty in the sense that there's any layer of feeling that you're feeling, you just see it. Because she nims in the poem, sheish shacharus or animus mitzarapim yishalak. It's the same way when you sometimes have a little bit of discoloring on the surface of the keli inside. Shonokar and Flekin.
Right.
In as much
that it's
possible
it'll also be a
possible
wall.
Right. That area. Rock Marbova. Those are not an issue to prevent that it should work because all you have is Mara. You don't have any actual substance to it that can allow something to be hidden underneath it. So, okay, now, if your knife, that's all talking about the case, if your knife is smooth. And yes, boy gumma, so it has depressions in it. Sometimes I skim our cut in the cotton, the sock and shakat and shaloi, a chubra, my master and ketanim.
There's a few possible cases where you can say different. There's a few ways.
And my lagolot.
I didn't think about that.
Case Gumas Harbe Mukama Masu Masu.
Right, maybe Rabbi Yoshua.
In case where you have
in the end of the day
a knife. So and the handle is held on by riveting some nails or banging some nails through the handle into the knife and then to the other side.
That area would be
so couching doesn't work.
And if that if the tree extended 4 amos, meaning if it's in the area of 4 amos from the wall, 4 amos from the top, then
it goes through all the way through. So around where they touch, there's going to be a gathering of the gunk of which it has chametz in.
We would have to come on to Dokuna
Kuma. Where the holes are, where the nails go through, that there are
you're proposing that
a place for things to catch.
For Rabbi Yoshia, he would still be able to use Dokuna Kuma to match such a.
Kiyesh Kuma Zharbi Bimokam Amasar. Beitzach Lor Regam, Imguf Beziyad, Nasa Mishne Chalokim. It's all talking about we have a full handle. It's a Kabakarma if the handle is two pieces.
So leave
an opening in this.
That's very good. That's another answer. Meaning you could say, let's say it was kosher material. Right. If it's kosher material.
Says if you make the handle all two pieces, it's a kabbal karmer. There's more of a chance of things to gather inside that. Yesh Rebach Ma'at Bineim Lahakta Shem. Socket and there's a gap between them.
Right. Assuming that that's
their parking spot. The gap between the two layers and the knife.
So in this case, we have permit.
Well, the two layers here, and you put the space for the knife to go in the middle.
You're saying that let's say we have a second spot that's keva, but it is kosher material. So
you do that. We have to assume it's difficult to clean out over there. And there might be a case where there's a little bit of a depression.
Let's say you have a
where there's a little bit of a depression between the two.
Why is it that?
Between the blade, lahav is the blade. And the kata is the handle. The Epshalanakas hate the Zamokim in Lush Yosra Kata. The only way you can guarantee you did not well is you have to remove the handle.
Now,
if what holds the knife to the. The wood of the. The handle to the metal of the knife is through glue. Ain't more like a gold number. Came as a devil, his house, my mercy. It's not a shame, you're a cousin of the devil. We didn't see it from my own. So we've got our exer before. Anytime we're afraid that that person will not do it properly because he's worried about damaging his items, we have a problem. Even if I show the fortitude to do it, I'll allow you to do it.
Well, if this goes over into Argosia, there's a din of salt, 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 salt,
salt, salt, salt, the hand was made out of like a bone.
Why? Because it's a branch.
The Karen lives with a horn, but it means a piece of cartilage from the body.
The what?
In a gullah melis.
The
dome is called
the
tree.
Don't
so we have the same problem. We're afraid the person is going to not do it seriously as he should.
Just like the
tense as he should, because he's worried about it getting damaged. So just do 1, 2, 3, which is not a good idea. Except for they said you can't do it.
And if you have a branch that's over the slab, even though it's wall, well, we need the wall to provide sale. And it's not the wall to sale.
We mentioned this, and you do not need to remove the rust, oxidation, use fire. Case Yavaris, because the fire burns it away. So you do have a Mokum Akumas. So you cash out those spots, and then you do a goal after. The Yassi get a Kodama goal. Imloy Osakay, the Kodama Yassi is the Akar. It would be preferred if you do it before the Hagola. Before it, the Hagola. But you have it to work afterwards.
So
you're cashing out the knife. You're saying that everywhere the knife, the Hagola process, putting all of the flavor.
Right.
It's not a benyomo. You wait 24 hours before you use your kasher. So now when it goes back in, it goes back into the walls, ready pogum. And chazal, pogum is only asurin abonim. Chazal is not an asurin. When you're dealing with, that's not a continuation of the original state. It's like a new mice. There was an isur yesterday. The isur has been converted into so this scenario here, fuel, whatever. So you're going to cash it out. Everything come out to get either come out of Minyomo. Because I'll not ask you. If it goes into the Kli, it's not a Minyomo, it's put. If it goes in as a Benyomo and becomes not a Benyomo, it's also to use. So he cooked a roast, a pot roast with liquid in it, etc.
Now, he cooked it I guess I have to ask a question.
A pot of meatballs. On Monday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so he can't. So we're going to wait 24 hours before we cash it. Now it's Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He cashes it afterwards. Any flavor which comes out of the walls comes out pogum. But I can't use the Kli, well, the Thomas pogum. That's true. Because the Zal Asir, that you can't use a case of a... you can't just use it as a non-Ben Yomo. Because then you might come to use it when it's a Ben Yomo. Just believe it. And now that you have something which went into the walls, the Chachila is Pogu, that's fine. Well, that's the situation. It went into the walls, not Pogu. It came out Pogu. Now it went back into the walls, Pogu. Okay, so that's good. Or alternatively, if you have 60 times the amount of the thickness of the pot, That would allow you to say, I have more than that. I have more than 60 times
the
amount of the chometz, the potential chometz problem, which is coming out. So the chometz come out to the water, and 60 times the water, which is 60 times larger, will nullify the chometz. Then it goes back into the walls of the kli. It's nothing. The chometz has been nullified. So there are two ways to do the kasher. So now, here I am sticking this whole knife into the there. There's a spot where there's actual chometz, which is be'en, which is putting flavor, etc., into the pot, etc. That's not a good idea. First, burn away any chometz. Burn the spot of the knife, but you must burn away chometz, and then kasher the rest. Above. She said, think that you
because Haman now has been raised up as the top of all the officials. So, obviously, they go to those who are the king Haman.
You can't use this process on the sheath because you can't really clean out well inside. Open up the stitching, lay it down flat, clean it out well. It didn't absorb anything to eat. Kli shepiv tsar. The kli has a thin neck. V'yesham chaluda. She yepshlas here.
So take a look at Rashi.
It's a metal kli, and but the problem is there's some rust in it, which you have no way to remove that rust.
Take a look at Rashi.
So you can't get the chalura off because you can't get your hand in there. So the mahana lay a gola, gola won't work. Oikos. The third one also says the whole makom should on tzorach hagol. But mahani the kalfim bekli umnus. Hibernate. You do a gola. I'll just take off an outer layer. Take my plane and the wooden cleave, move, plane the whole thing down. I took off a layer. It will not help. It will not help. So the bliya moves all the way through from one side to the other, and the bliya is not going to be sufficient.
Right, from here I say, the Farshan explained.
So even if I have a bliya, which the inside is here, I say, you know what? Inside I have to worry about, I'm worried about the outside. So that's not true, because absorption goes only through the walls, both directions. So I can't say, well, I'll just remember. I mean, we kasher by kashering out the inside. I say the same way the original flavor went through the wall to the outside. The new flavor of the water with that, it will go all the way through. But he's saying that the idea of just taking off a layer, that's not going to be sufficient.
On top.
Okay.
So that's Dally. How you
so we did this last night, just to give us a feel for something else, but it's really getting inside. Camels and consumption, they have money, they hurt. Camels are used directly on fire without any medium of liquid. Kanshwunin, the spits, vascalos, like a grill.
I don't understand.
Yes, we have other such items. Shrikim, Libu, they must be made red hot, white hot. The lima in the rock is sheer, the church is tossing metal. The sheer, but that is, and you see sparks flying off of the metal. Some make a war
that
It's not possible. That'll be outside the sukkah.
Some are making more that if I can heat it to the temperature, that if I put a very light thin item to it, it will burst into flames. That's hot enough. Now it points out. It has to be. I'm heating it up from inside. So this over here works only if. I'm heating it up,
which is rather this is
considered
like the wall slide.
Right,
from the fire on the inside. But I need the heat to extend all the way through the wall. Then I put a cache to the outside of the wall and burst into flames. Not on the inside of the wall, which keeps the heat better.
Any
The Bishop first says, when regarding the first opinion, that that's not sufficient.
Okay,
you need full flexibility. She didn't believe it. That's only true by islands, which halachically must require, they must have legal.
So,
however, she didn't have a hagbah. Some of the laws are supposed to get hagbah.
That the way the Rav Yah, maybe the Rav Yah,
but Dabar should do a Hagala, so much weaker than we can do a Hagala too. Not Shesh Mishnachim, which my fear in the life. But it has cracks, he said, I can't. The level of texture that it needs a Hagala. Practically, it has to be clean, and it can't be clean with a Hagala, and leave it doesn't need to be clean. Or alternatively,
because you still have a wall that's made out of possible material.
Person just stop.
But if you say the shot is the wall slides,
well,
that would be great. This
those
area,
situations side
which
of the
made out
cow,
of metal.
Just that. So then this aluminum cowl that's heating up the tripod is sufficient. Tatsuba, sorry.
And now I have my kosher open, reaching my kosher slot.
Tatsuba, sorry. So the grate which you support the tripod with, the grates which you have on the cast stone, require the. Okay. Zog the Mishabura. Okay. Cub Zion. Ayilehur. Pirish, but the mind that they were used on the fire without water. And shwired like a spit, Baskalov, Shatalov, Muyosha Shakomets. This over here is coming comments of what did you do? What did you fry on it? They made it Yosef was like a Yosef is like a kiddush full of that's it. But the dough is the comments.
Did you say kiddush? Is that what you said?
Kiddush.
Right. Yeah.
So you have this hot griddle and you would. Fry it on, bake it on, roast it, whatever you want to call it.
See if he says anything about the microwave. Tell us if he stayed at one of those, and he doesn't, he's quiet.
Okay. Vav al pish askelo shelan al gab. Case of askel shelan al gab. Tosh so by al yor kavashin kenabish shelan. So there's liquid there. They would smear either the al yor fat or the regular oil. So there's liquid. And the tibus maat zeh matzilo the yor seish sort shelan al gab.
Tosfos learns that just because Rav Yoshia needs silt in the wall,
we're going to deal with the car that there's a liquid there. He says, no, this little liquid you have doesn't tell, but it's not Matzilah, but it doesn't prevent the heat having an intense direct impact on the food and putting it into the food.
Right. Why would you say?
There's a case that around which I have to talk about.
Now, if we treat it like stop, we should treat it all the way.
Fish and kuba comes from the gap ahead of the shas.
Right? But according to.
So there's direct contact with no liquid.
There's other Risha out there.
And here's
the. They say no, it's clear. Only learned up this pasuk to make a comparison to.
as far as Tulsa Maruba goes. As opposed to someone's burning a Yaker.
Fishaguba comes to Gerban, so we might as well. So, what's the problem? Since the direct contact the comments and these items, Rashad's Leo says you're roasting it. Maybe they show my mash, but there's no liquor. Share the time of comments and say it's a swearing bastard. So what brings the flavor from the pot into the food isn't the medium being the liquid doesn't act as a medium.
So
to say that the heat alone was sufficient. That was enough. We have the flavor.
Then what does this
say? Okay, once that's true,
now you need fire.
Right, if you have a gamma, you have a hagola. Never mind, you can't use hagola. So the fine question. Oh, you have information. You have a direct fire doing it. The kibbutz is half molten. We have a general rule. There's some exceptions, possibly. There's a general rule of the way it gets absorbed in, that's how it goes out.
Aren't there always exceptions? Where is it?
But there are exceptions to okay. And when you do a little shalot, so little comments.
So,
Rashi Solo of Bosa in Mela, Shalidva, Nivdak Miko.
Why does
it have those top knives? If you never use this knife for chavis, use it for meat, which had.
Well, right, we know from Mishnah, but after. Well, according to Reb Zera, so
I mean, the Zera person roasts meat on it with salt. The salt wasn't Reb checked says if there's anything which fell into it.
That a sukkah so, the per sukkah, which is
that situation,
so
that situation, we're going to allow the person to, he knows he didn't use it for hot comments. He didn't roast in it. He roasted the onions and put the thing on the best.
It was a three-way machlokes.
So, less than
why a sukkah needs to be 20 amos?
Just give the guy.
She said that holds that at 20 amos,
the spot. I had to do a goal, but even went in.
Rob will say it needs to be 20 amos
through direct heat.
But if he still agrees that the spot needs to be sold somewhere. So Rabba doesn't have a drasha sale. And Rabba also, yeah, Rabba says it's Basuka's Teshuva Shiva same year as Kemah
Shiva. I want to get an introduction of you. Sarah become a Kemah, this is going to be an idea which is going to come up again and again in this Simon.
Temporary beyond that.
Okay, but that. So
according to
So if it went in as Isser, it needs to be able to get it out. If it went in as Heter,
why would they hold that? Why would
going Buster Kutch? So the meat of a corbin, should so low the shmoy agabi, roast it on the spit.
So
over there, we're going to make after we say Nasa, we destroy
Nasa.
It was number had to go into heat, even though later on, eventually, that had to turn to Isser, like the Nasa, the Buster Kutcher became Nasa. After the same Nasa, I believe it was short Nasa. It's a long time. I cherish all short. Zed, die by gold. It went in as a Tera, goes in a Tera, comes out with a gold.
What's the definition of
Skaf? Skaf is a mate of a group. Never posted in the comments, I believe it clean. So now the following question. How do we judge comments? It's from the Zed, Gam, Kemikri, a Tera Bola. It's Heter Bola. Why? Shabbat Emsa, Hashono.
He didn't yet know the root. Right, because the whole
function. When it absorbs in, that's mutter. Okay, Saga Bagola, therefore, Hagola is sufficient. According to his opinion, Hagola is sufficient. So we're good. It's not nicer yet. It will be nicer in the future. So the same way that you talk about the case of a terrible and during the year comes with the terrible. You remember Dafka noise. Basically, the whole Shem Israel Buster Cloud wasn't nice at all. And Nick Shem was ever Shem terrible. The what is it? It wasn't nicer. It's meat. They don't have to change the culture of noise. Now you can't. Over here.
That the
schach
is doing its job is whether you have shade.
That for sure we're making.
But not that we actually
Sorry?
Care about shade.
Something that went in for sure went in is that
we're right. So you mentioned before the mushroom. If you want, theoretically, a person want a kasher from a knife for milk deflation, even though a knife is used with heat, direct heat, theoretically you can change the milk deflation. The only problem which he had was
right. We call the karofas.
This issue which you have right now. So we look at comments saying it's a terrible baller because it went in his head and has to become Isser in the walls. And it's not cautious enough to become Isser in the walls. And therefore the noise is not noise, and the comments shouldn't be comments, etc.
We actually don't know.
Oh, where is it? Our comments, the Meishtam should destroy the comments. How you say the comments? It's not Osir yet, but it's comments. They're trying to confer a new status on someone which is just a belief. You know, you can't change this into a Meishtam. That's Meishtam, that's a belief. You can't make this comments into comments because it's comments. It's only a belief. It's comments, it's aren't we?
So just like this.
Is this, by the way, a Dean, the rice that we learned from the Parsha of Kalim and Minya?
So to a wall has to be
actually,
not that it's a weemud, that a machitza is the schach of sukkah. So just like a schach needs to be psoas garbi yakev, so to your wall needs to be psoas garbi yakev. Right? No, that's not what the
pasuk's
telling.
So actually, Gam Shmuel Chomis Al Shatan Yisurei Yisur Mafrei Al Shem Chomis. It started out. Listen, one. Reish Hashem Shem Chomis. Reish Hashem Shem Chomis. It started out as Chomis. Ends up as Chomis. But the Chomis right now is also. Zeh Mikru B'Shem. Loi Mikru B'Shem. You can't call it terrible. The Chomis Ball of Besoich. But Gam actually, who Chomis? Chomis. Chomis. The case of terrible is a case of. Out as X, and you have to change it to Y as a Bulia. That you don't see.
Your
heard that one done.
Keep out the needs to keep out the
Sukkah. The scheme will run a postkin.
So too your wall needs to do that. But similarly, your Sukkah is made up out of Psalmist Garden.
Why is it so different than the case of the Nosa? Why is it so different?
There was a case of the Nosa starting out with Basar Kachi, which is a halakhic permitted to eat. It is Basar. It sits in the wall, and the Sukkah gets absorbed in the walls. It sits in the walls for 24 hours and say, okay, the Kli is totally clean. It says, no. We're going to confer a status of Nosa onto Bleas. So the one that holds a terabola says in that case it does not get a status of Midaraisa of Noiser. You can't give a status of Noiser to someone which is just a bleed.
Not that it's it did Russia and Sukkah. That the only thing we transfer over is it did a
And here it was always chametz, you're saying that.
But here it was chametz the whole time. I'm not asking you to change the item into something you knew that it wasn't. You say, well, you can't change it. There's only a set of bleed, you can't change it. I can tell you until now it was mutter, now it's also. But I'm not changing. All of a sudden, listen, there's chametz in there. Oh, kamel, it's also. No. You have to put a chalois sister. I don't have a chalois sister. There's chametz in there, you can't eat it. So, one of them says, terrible, it went in his head, and now it's coming out of his sister. One says, no, that's not true over here. It's not a good sushi. Okay. The right person holds that we don't deal with comments as terrible. We deal with these two. Come on, I mean, Lilman is that the general of the Kamasakar. The Art started in Mahakum, and Sarfin Gamma came, was there. There's a question of Sir Lilman Kamas being terrible. We could argue. We're going to don chametz as a syrup ball of it. If we have some other reason to make it, we'll throw that in also. By the way, it's not so clear that it's a syrup ball of it. Maybe it's a terrible.
The question mark is how can we split the two? Right? Why would we only
transfer the Tosa Mehem? Oh, yeah. Or alternatively, like a layer, it gets so hot that an outer layer peels off.
Okay.
Some say it's not enough that it got hot enough that you could burn on the outside of the pot. You're heating from the inside or from below. The outside of the pot is hot enough. You put a straw there, it spontaneously combusts.
If it's a soup of dikadrasha, right,
what does that say?
Is telling me that my
tells you it's hot enough to use it.
The tozen is indication that the heat has gotten sufficient. The definition of that is that it's hot enough. It's like it's, so the Chabad said it's hot enough that there's sparks flying off of the metal. Free radicals, sparks flying off the metal. Right? That's how hot it is. He says, well, I could theoretically get you the same level if I hit it to the point that like the outer layer, ever see when someone's not coming with a cleavage turns, not a coil which is made to do that. Right? Cleavage will turn red hot for whatever reason. It looks like a grayish layer on the outside. So the very thin layer like disintegrates. So you're doing that, you lose a certain amount of actual thickness of the cleavage. So we'll get into that until we see the next one. The outer layer got burnt off.
That's what your addition will be, and not a as far as how to work. Next circuit and how that relates to the
Because we said even something which went in its full fledged sleep, if it's a hairball, you can take it out with water.
Temporary.
Right. So even if you tell me that
it's called a zero's hot ride, temporary dry place, and if you fill it within 20 hours,
because it's a terrible. So if I tell you it's a terrible, I can tell you can kasher with Lieben Kal, which is equivalent of.
Right. Now,
what's
the
thought?
Self-claim.
So the Aruch HaNeir says, according to Rabba, your case,
because it's where the walls are. Even though the sleep is. So it will accomplish that, at least it will accomplish that it removes the any bleed which is there.
Because I don't need, right?
I'm going to use the bathroom for another 12.